Well, I was kind of disappointed James was able to get your attention so I could just lose it right away. Fair housing is an issue I speak on pretty regularly. And I think the last time it was a topic here at this important land use conference was a couple years ago. It was given by my former colleague, Brad Bullock. He and I tried a case for the city of Kyle against the NAACP a few years ago, which was one of the important fair housing cases in America for the last 5 or 6 years. The reason that's important is because there's been, as I'll discuss today, a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court almost 2 years ago, which is still defining a lot of the landscape in fair housing litigation. In addition, there's been administrative rules changes from housing and urban development in the last year, which are now coming into play, which also are changing the landscape with regard to HUD regulations and HUD programs throughout the country. There's a lot involved in that rule changes, and we'll hopefully have some time to go over some of it and talk about why that affects zoning and land use if we have a little more time today. First of all, I want to remind you of some of the issues related to fair housing regulation and fair housing laws, just to go through them quickly. You're all familiar with the Federal Fair Housing Act. It's from the Civil Rights Act of 1968, part of the Great Society created during the Johnson administration, one of the most remedial federal statutes along with the Voting Rights Act and the Employment Discrimination Acts. Protected classes under the Fair Housing Act include race, skin color, national origin, familial status,